Om Shanti. This is the Sakar Murli of the 25th of June 2024. Essence. Sweet children, have the firm faith that you are souls. Begin any task in the consciousness of being a soul, and you will have remembrance of the Father and not commit any sin. Question. What effort does each of you have to make in order to reach the Karmateet stage? What indicates your being close to your Karmateet stage? Answer. In order to become Karmateet, make effort to control your physical organs with the power of remembrance. Practice, I, an incorporeal soul, am a child of the incorporeal Father. The greatest effort you make is for all your physical organs to become viceless. The closer you come to your Karmateet stage, the more every organ of yours will become cool and fragrant. The bad odour of vice will be removed from them, and you will continue to experience supersensuous joy. Om Shanti. God Shiva speaks. You children do not have to be told to whom he speaks. You children know that Shiv Baba is the ocean of knowledge and that he is the seed of the human world. Therefore, he would surely speak to souls. You children understand that Shiv Baba is teaching you. By using the word Baba, you understand that it refers to Baba, the Supreme Soul. All human beings refer to that Supreme Soul as the Father. Baba resides in the Supreme Abode. You first have to make this aspect firm. Consider yourselves to be souls and have very firm faith in this. You souls have to imbibe what the Father says to you. The knowledge that is in the Supreme Soul has to enter you souls too. You then have to relate that to others through your lips. Whatever it is you study, it is the soul that studies. When a soul leaves his body, he doesn't know anything about studying, etc. The soul carries his sanskars and goes and sits in his next body. Therefore, firstly, you firmly have to consider yourselves to be souls. You now have to renounce body consciousness. It is souls that listen and souls that imbibe. When there is no soul in a body, the body cannot even move. You children now have to have the firm faith that the Supreme Soul is giving this knowledge to you souls. You repeatedly forget that you are souls who are listening through your bodies and that the Supreme Soul is speaking through a body because you only remember bodies. You also know that good and bad sanskars are contained within each soul. It is souls that drink alcohol and speak of dirty things through their physical organs. It is souls that play their parts through their organs. First of all, you definitely have to become soul conscious. The Father teaches souls. Souls then carry this knowledge back with them. Just as the Supreme Soul resides there with knowledge, in the same way, you souls carry this knowledge with you. I take you children back home with this knowledge. Then you souls have to go down to play your parts. Your parts are to experience the reward in the new world, but you forget this knowledge. You have to imbibe all of this very well. First of all, each of you has to make it extremely firm that you are a soul. There are many who forget this. You have to make a great deal of effort on yourselves. You cannot become masters of the world without making effort. Because this knowledge is new, you repeatedly forget these points. When you forget that you are souls and become body conscious, you commit one sin or another. You would never commit sin by being soul conscious. Your sins will be cut away, and no sins will be committed for half a cycle. Therefore, have the firm faith that it is you souls and not your bodies who are studying. Previously, you used to receive directions from bodily beings. Now you are receiving Srimat from the Father. This is completely new knowledge for the new world. All of you will become new. There is nothing to be confused about in this. You have changed from old to new and new to old innumerable times. Therefore, you have to make very good effort. You souls perform actions through your sense organs. Even when you are at your office, etc., if you consider yourselves to be souls, while you continue to act through your sense organs, you will definitely be able to remember the Father who teaches you. It is souls that remember the Father. Previously, although you used to say you remembered God, you remembered the incorporeal while considering yourselves to be corporeal. You never used to consider yourselves to be incorporeal while remembering the incorporeal. You souls now have to consider yourselves to be incorporeal and remember the incorporeal Father. This is an aspect that has to be churned very well. Although some write and say that they stay in remembrance for 2 hours, and some say that they remember Shiv Baba constantly, no one can have constant remembrance. If you did, you would have reached your Karmateet stage by now. Only after making a great deal of effort can you reach your Karmateet stage. In that stage, all your vicious physical organs are under your control. In the Golden Age, all your physical organs become viceless. Every organ of yours becomes filled with fragrance. Physical organs are dirty now and full of bad odour. The praise of the Golden Age is very lovely. It is called heaven, the new world, paradise. The features and the crowns, etc., that exist there cannot be created by anyone here. Even though you go into trance and see them, you cannot create them here. There is natural beauty there. Therefore, you children now have to become pure by having remembrance. You have to stay on the pilgrimage of remembrance a great deal. This requires great effort. While remembering Baba, you will reach your Karmateet stage, and all your physical organs will become cool. Every limb will be full of fragrance, and no bad odour will remain. There is now a bad odour in all the physical organs. These bodies are of no use. You souls are now becoming pure. Your bodies cannot become pure. That will only happen when you receive new bodies. The praise, fragrance in every physical organ, refers to the deities. You children should experience a great deal of happiness. The Father has come, and your mercury of happiness should therefore rise. The Father says, "Remember me, and your sins will be absolved." The words of the Gita are so clear. Baba has also said, "Those who are my devotees and those who study the Gita will definitely be devotees of Sri Krishna." This is why Baba says, "Also relate this to the worshippers of the deities. People worship Shiva and then say that he is omnipresent. Even though they defame him, they go to the temples every day. So many people go to the Shiva temple. They climb very steep steps to the top. The temple to Shiva is built at the top. Shiv Baba comes and shows you the picture of the ladder. His name is the highest, and his place of residence is also the highest. People go so high up. There are temples to Shiva at Badranath and Amarnath. He elevates us, and so they build a temple to him high up. Here too, the Guru Shikha temple is built high on a mountain. The highest father sits here and teaches you. No one else in the world knows that Shiv Baba comes and teaches you. They say that he is omnipresent. You now have your aim and objective in front of you. Who else, apart from the Father, would say, 'This is your aim and objective'? Only the Father tells you, children, this. You also listen to the story of the true Narayan. Those people simply relate religious stories of the things that happened in the past and tell you what happened next. This too is called a story. That highest on high Father is telling you a great story. This story will make you very elevated. You should remember it constantly and also relate it to many others. You create museums and exhibitions to relate these stories. 5,000 years ago, there was just Bharat, and the deities used to rule there. This is a true story that no one else can tell you. This is a real story which the Father, the living Lord of the tree, explains to you, and through which you become deities. Purity is the main thing in this. If you don't become pure, you won't be able to imbibe. A golden vessel is required to hold the milk of a lioness. Only then can imbibing take place. Your ears are like a vessel. They should be a golden vessel. They are like stone at present. Imbibing can take place when they become golden. You have to listen with great attention and imbibe everything. The story is easy, and it is also written in the Gita. Those people relate stories and earn an income. They earn their income from those who listen to the stories. Here you also have an income. Both types of income continue at the same time. Both are businesses. You are also being taught. He says, be man above. Become pure. No one else can say this, nor does anyone remain in the state of man above. No human being here can be pure because creation takes place here through impurity. The kingdom of Ravan has to continue till the end of the Iron Age, and you have to become pure during that time. Deities, not human beings, are said to be pure. Sannyasis are also human beings, but their religion is the path of isolation. The Father says, remember me and you will become pure. There has always been the kingdom of the family path in Bharat. You have no connection with those on the path of isolation. Here, both husband and wife have to become pure. When both wheels move together, that is fine. Otherwise, there is quarrelling. There is quarrelling because of purity. You would never have heard of any quarrelling because of purity in any other spiritual gathering. This quarrelling only takes place once when the Father comes. Do sages or holy men ever say that innocent ones will be assaulted? Here, daughters cry out, Baba, save us. The Father also asks, you don't become impure, do you? Lust is the greatest enemy. You fall down completely. It is this vice of lust that has made everyone not worth a penny. The Father says, you have been staying in the brothel for 63 births. Now become pure and go to the temple of Shiva. Become pure in just this one birth. Remember Shiv Baba and you will go to the temple of Shiva, heaven. Nevertheless, the vice of lust is very powerful. It troubles you so much. There is so much attraction. That attraction has to be removed. Since you have to return home, you definitely have to become pure. The teacher will not just remain seated here all the time. The study will continue for a short time. Baba tells you that this is his chariot. He tells you the age of the chariot. The Father says, I am ever immortal. My name is the Lord of Immortality. It is because he doesn't take rebirth that he is called the Lord of Immortality. He makes you immortal for half of each cycle. Even then, you still continue to take rebirth. So you children now have to go back up above. You have to face that direction and put your feet in the other direction. So why should you then turn your faces in the other direction, towards the old world? Some say, Baba, I made a mistake and turned my face in the other direction. So that means you became the wrong way round. You forget the Father and become body conscious, and so you become the wrong way round. The Father explains everything to you. You must not ask the Father for anything. Give me strength, give me power. The Father shows you the way. You have to become like that with the power of yoga. You become so wealthy with the power of yoga that you don't need to ask anyone for anything for 21 births. You receive so much from the Father. You understand that Baba inspires you to earn a lot of income. He says, take whatever you want. This Lakshmi and Narayan are the highest. Then you can take whatever you want. If you don't study fully, you will become part of the subjects. Subjects definitely have to be created as well. As you progress further, you will have lots of museums and you will receive big halls and colleges where you can serve. You will also definitely receive the halls that people build for carrying out wedding ceremonies. You should explain that God Shiva speaks, I make you very pure, the deities. The trustees will then give you their hall. Tell them, God speaks, lust is the greatest enemy through which you have received sorrow. Now become pure and go to the pure world. You will continue to receive halls. It will then be said, too late. The Father says, I will not take anything from you for nothing, for which I would then have to give a return. The pennies of the children create the lake, and everything of everyone else will turn to dust. The Father is the greatest pawnbroker, goldsmith, laundryman, and artisan. Acha. To the sweetest beloved, long lost, and now found children, love, remembrance, and good morning from the Mother, the Father, Baptada. The spiritual father says namaste to the spiritual children, and the spiritual children say namaste to the spiritual father. Essence for Dana. 1. Listen with attention to the true story that the Father tells you and imbibe it. Never ask the Father for anything. Accumulate an income for yourself for 21 births. 2. You have to return home. Therefore, finish the attraction of bodies with the power of yoga. Make your physical organs cool. Make effort to renounce all consciousness of your body. Blessing. May you be full of light and might and serve many souls while you stay in one place. Just as a lighthouse is in one place and serves far into the distance, in the same way, all of you can become instruments to serve many souls while you stay in one place. For this, you simply need to be full of light and might. Let your mind and intellect be constantly free from having waste thoughts. Become an easy embodiment of the mantra of Man, Man Above. Let the state of your mind be full of good wishes, pure feelings, an elevated attitude, and elevated vibrations, and you will then easily be able to do this service. This is true service with your mind. Slogan: You Brahmin souls now have to have might and make other souls into mics. Om Shanti.